This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Kim Quigley and her husband are empty nesters. Their children have grown up and moved away from home. So while the couples had to adjust to a quieter house, they've also had to change the way they shop and use up the food in their cupboards. Before, with their two sons living in the home, using up food was never a problem. But now, the couple has had to pivot to buying only what they need and keeping less food on the shelves at home. It's the couple's way of never having to worry if their food will go bad.
So big adjustment for us being empty nesters. So going from two teenage sons and then grew up grown men, and then during COVID they moved home again. And so preparing food, it was never an issue because it got eaten. And now I've had to adjust to. So I only buy what we need. My husband wouldn't eat it if it was past the best before, but I have been known to just say, okay, there's a little bit of green around the top of the yogurt container.
According to Second Harvest, Canada's largest food rescue organization, Canadians waste approximately $58 billion worth of food every year and an estimated $1,300 per household due to confusion about best before dates and the fear of consuming inedible food. And at a time when the staggering cost of food is putting the squeeze on consumers, understanding the difference between expiry dates and best before dates is vitally important to protect both your health and save money. Matt Ferris is an environmental health manager with Lakeland's Public Health, specializing in food safety and health hazards. He said the most important thing consumers need to know is that best before dates have nothing to do with food safety.
There's lots of confusion between expiry dates versus best before dates. And it's really important for me to point out that they're two very different things. Very, very few foods in Canada have true expiry dates. Foods that do are foods like infant formula, meal replacement drinks, some nutritional supplements. And it's really important that those foods are not sold past the expiry date. Because if you think about infant formula, the baby's relying on that 100% for their nutritional needs. And if it starts to break down, the quality starts to break down a little bit, it could have serious health impacts. So that's expiration dates. Not very common, but if you do ever see something like a meal replacement bar or drink on the shelf of a store or infant formula, please reach out to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and make a complaint. They will look into it. Best before dates are what most of us are considering when it comes to food. The big misconception about best before dates, there's this idea that anything past the best before date is not safe to eat. And that is not the point of best before dates. Best before dates are actually really nothing to do with food safety at all. The purpose of a best before date is essentially the food will be at its best, highest quality, best nutritional value up to this date, after which it may start slowly degrading. So an example of this would be with a canned soup. That's a food that often has a best before date on it, but it can still actually be safe far beyond that best before date. However, if you do eat it past the best before date, you might notice that if there's potatoes in the soup, maybe they're a little bit more disintegrated than they were intended by the manufacturer. There might be less vitamin C, but not necessarily unsafe from a food safety standpoint.
Ferris says the confusion surrounding best before dates is causing consumers to throw food out that's still safe. In doing so, given the growing cost of food, they then spend more on groceries than they need to.
Food waste is a huge issue, and it's estimated that in Canada each year, roughly $12 billion of food that's fine, that's safe to eat, is discarded simply because it just passed the best before date. There's a few things that you can do. I think, first of all, knowing that there are some foods that typically last well beyond, from a safety standpoint, well beyond the best before date. And so a few examples like dry pasta, bottled water, rice, canned goods, crackers, cereals, granola bars, many frozen foods. A good thing to keep in mind as well is if you're buying, say, a meat from a grocery store, it's 50% off because the best before date is tomorrow. If you buy that and you bring it home and you put it in the freezer, you can keep it there for a few months and it'll still be fine. But if you're anything like me, you go, you buy something and you intend to make it that night, and then you get hungry on the way home and you eat something else, and then you have this meat sitting around. So you can preserve it by by freezing it.
And while he doesn't work in a part of the health unit focused on food insecurity, Ferris knows that many households in our region struggle to put food on the table. But consumers seem reluctant to serve food with best before dates that have already passed. That's why he says it's important to get the most out of the food you're purchasing by being aware and proactive.
I will say when it comes to like food costs and food insecurity, which is a major issue in Lakeland's public health jurisdiction, I don't work specifically in that program, but we do have a whole team of folks that know a lot more about that than I do. I do know that in Lakeland's jurisdiction, it's almost 25% of households are food insecure, which means simply there's months that take place when they're having a hard time gathering the resources or money necessary to buy the safe food needed to feed their families. Just remembering that the best before date is not a food safety indicator. It really is the manufacturer saying, like, our chips will be the most crispy up to this date. They'll be the texture and the taste that we intended. It's not necessarily anything to do with food safety. When the best before date is coming up for your milk, there's no way to stay up till midnight drinking all of your milk so you don't have to discard it. Many foods will last a little while beyond the best before dates, including some dairy products. But when it comes to like products that are known to last significantly past the best before date, dry pasta, like rice, canned goods in general, crackers, cereals, granola bars, and many frozen foods can last way, way beyond the best before date. Nobody wants to serve their families food that they perceive to be unsafe. And I think the best before date, it's so easy to confuse the meaning behind it. It's not safest before, it's just best before. And granted, certain nutrients may start breaking down with some foods past the best before date, but if it's part of like a generally healthy diet, it should have no health impacts.
Labeling requirements for food is the responsibility of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Any food that has a shelf life of 90 days must have a best before date on it, but there are exceptions. Ferris says that canned goods can last for months, well beyond their best before date, and adds that dents in them aren't necessarily an indication of rotten food inside.
I will say that like over the past 10 years, it does seem that people generally are starting to understand the difference between best before and expiry dates, obviously not across the board because it's still a big deal. Sometimes we will get complaints from people about food being on store shelves and it's past the best before dates, and we explain it's not against the law to sell a food past the best before date. And I do think it's just very important to keep in mind that the best before date, it's not a food safety indicator. I guess another way that you can, for refrigerated foods, something that we usually don't think of, like there is a temperature range where bacteria can grow. We want to keep the fridge at 4 degrees Celsius or lower because pathogenic bacteria that make people sick generally don't grow at those very cold temperatures, 4 degrees Celsius or below, or they grow very, very slowly. And some spoilage microorganisms can still grow in the fridge, but purchasing a cheap thermometer for your fridge and just keeping your eye on it every once in a while to ensure that your fridge is operating properly and the food is being stored at a safe temperature can end up saving you a lot of money and food that you're no longer needing to throw out. It's really best practice when you're shopping, say you have new cans of soup that you're ready to put in the pantry, to make sure that you put the stuff that's already in there up front so that you end up using that stuff first. So we call that first in, first out, and it is something that we look for when we do routine inspections in food premises. If there's a very small dent, kind of superficial dent in a can, it's not really something to worry about. It's a very severe dent to a can that creates a potential risk. And the risk there is that it can perforate the plastic coating on the inside of the can, exposing the metal to the food. Or it could also create like a pinhole opening that would allow air and potentially bacteria to find its way in. If you find a can that's like bulging or rusty on top, not a good sign, would recommend discarding it. But if there's a minor dent in the side of a can, it's often still fine to use.
Back in the parking lot at Halliburton's Foodland, Quigley says avoiding food waste at home has been all about changing buying habits.
I plan our meals every week and I buy only what's on my list. And that makes my life so much easier because I used to struggle with And it's like, just make a list. Monday you're having this. You know, we don't always stick exactly to it. If I see something wonderful and, you know, but for the most part, I make a list and that's all I buy.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.